ಕರಾವರೇಶು ಭೂತೇಶು
ಭೂತೇಶು
ರಮಂತ
ರಮಂತ
ಸಬಗಾರಿಷು
ಸಬಗಾರಿಷು
ಭೌತಿಕೇಶು
ಭೌತಿಕೇಶು
ವಿಚಾರೇಶು
ವಿಚಾರೇಶು
ಭೂತೇಶು
ಭೂತೇಶು
ಮಹತ್ಸುಚ ಪರಾವರೇಶು ಭೂತೇಶು
ಪರಾವರೇಶು ಭೂತೇಶು
ರಮಂತಸ್ತವರಾದಿಷು
ರಮಂತಸ್ತವರಾದಿಷು
ಭೌತಿಕೇಶು ವಿಕಾರೇಶು
ಭೌತಿಕೇಶು ವಿಕಾರೇಶು
ಭೂತೇಶ್ವತ ಮಹತ್ಸು ಚ
ಭೂತೇಶ್ವತ ಮಹತ್ಸು ಚ
ಪರಾವರೇಶು ಭೂತೇಶು
ಪರಾವರೇಶು ಭೂತೇಶು
ರಮಾಂತಸ್ತವರಾದಿಷು
ರಮಾಂತಸ್ತವರಾದಿಷು
ಭೌತಿಕೇಶು ವಿಕಾರೇಶು
ಭೌತಿಕೇಶು ವಿಕಾರೇಶು
ಭೂತೇಶ್ವತ ಮಹತ್ಸು ಚ
ಭೂತೇಶ್ವತ ಮಹತ್ಸು ಚ
Oni se prožimajući.
Now, how is it possible to be not see him then? This is the question.
Postavlja se pitanje kako je moguće onda da ga mi ne vidimo.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a very dramatic description of illusion.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur daje vrlo dramatičan opis iluzije.
Once there was a magician who came with his family into the court of the king.
Jednom jedan mađioničar došao u sudnicu kralja, svoju porodicu.
After the performance, the queen was so satisfied that she gave a valuable jewel necklace to one of the boys of the magician.
Nakon njegovih mađioničarskih tipova, njegovog izvođenja, kraljica bi je tako zadovoljna da je dala ogrlicu od regulja jednom od sinova tog mađioničara.
At this, the other boy became completely envious.
A drugi sin, drugi dečak je postao jako zavidan.
With a knife he killed his brother.
I nožem je ubio svog brata.
Then he has two sons, so when then he killed himself.
Bila su dva sina, a onda je ubio sebe.
When the wife of the magician saw this, she simply took a sword from one of the soldiers and went like, and also killed herself.
Kada je mađioničareva žena vidjela to, uzela je od jednog vojnika mač i ubila se.
Now you must please understand that in the magical performance, the magician had arranged that a heap of jewels disappeared, and also all the horses of the king.
Svojim mađioničarskim trikovima, mađioničar je postigao da nestane gomila dragulja i svi konji, kraljevi konji.
So they were gone.
To je sve nestalo.
Now the magician also became very sad that his two sons and wife were lying there in a pond of blood.
Mađioničar je bio jako tužan što njegova dva sina i njegova žena leže na tlu u lokvi krvi.
So he sat down in meditation.
On je se u meditaciju.
Raised the element fire within his body.
Da.
And burned into a heap of ashes, not bigger than that.
I spalio sebe u gomilu pepela te veličine.
The queen was shocked.
Kraljica je bila šokirana.
And the king said, how is this possible? Just now we had such a nice performance, spectacle, and now everything is gone, and my horses also.
kralj je rekao šta se desilo, imali smo lepu predstavu, a sada je sve to nestalo i moji konji su nestali također.
For one whole week the whole court was in a state of utter shock.
Čitavu sedmicu, čitav dvor je bio u stanju velikog šoka.
Šoka, yes. Then, at the beginning of the second week, a messenger from the magician came.
Na početku druge nedelje došao je glasnik od mađioničara.
We are all very happy, only we miss one thing. This is a proper payment for our show.
Mi smo svi srećni, mi živimo veoma lepo, ali jedna stvar nedostaje, plata za naš show.
The address was given, so the queen and her husband immediately went. And there they saw the magician lived at the side of a bank, of a river, sorry. His wife was cooking chapatis, and the two boys were playing peacefully.
Glasnik je dao adresu, onda je kraljica otišla iz ovog mesta koje se nalazilo na obali reke i tu je videla mađioničara i njegovu ženu koja je kuvala i dva dečaka koji su se mirno igrali.
It was only a trick of the magician.
To je bio samo trik mađioničara.
Which played upon the consciousness and upon the perception of the different people.
Koji je uticao na percepciju različitih ljudi.
You will be surprised to hear that a good magician just simply twists your consciousness.
Bićete iznenađeni da čujete da mađioničar jednostavno menja vašu svesnost.
Have you heard of the magician B.P. Saka?
Da li ste čuli za mađioničara B.P. Saka?
He was living 70 years ago.
On je živao pre 70 godina.
In India.
U Indiji.
So, once all the British ladies and gentlemen wanted to see a show by him. And he told them, yes, when is it a good time to start the show? Well, after tea break at 4 o'clock.
Jedno su engleske dame i gospode htjeli da se show i pitali su ga kad je najbolje vreme. I onda on je rekao nakon čaja oko 5 sati.
And then our work is over, we have taken our chai and then we can enjoy.
Nakon našeg posla mi popijemo naš čaj i onda možemo uživati.
So they all came at 4 o'clock.
Svi su došli u 4 sata.
But Bipi Saga was not there.
Ali Bipi Saga nije bio tamo.
It became 4:15, then 4:30, he didn't show up.
Nije se pojavio ni 4:15, u pola pet.
And this was a scandal because the British were feeling themselves to be the lord and masters of India at that time.
To je bio skandal jer su se Englezi smatrali u to vreme gospodarima Indije.
They were saying, what is this foolish Indian? Who does he think he is? Just that he is a little, Taschenspieler, a little trickster. Does he think he can let us, the glorious citizens of the British Empire, that he can let us wait?
Šta taj mađioničar misli za sebe? Ko misli da je? On je samo nekakav šarlatan i kako on može da ostavi nas, članove Britanske imperije, da čekamo?
So they waited to give him a solid beating.
Čekali su ga da ga dobro izgrde.
So at 5 o'clock sharp, B.P. Saga appeared smiling on the stage.
U 5 sati se B.P. Saga pojavio sa osmehom na pozornici.
He was greeted by an uproar of protest. Why are you coming late? 1 hour, you foolish Indian!
Dočekali su ga sa protestom. Zašto dolaziš sad kasnije? Budala ste indicu.
Well, said B.P. Saga, it is 4 o'clock.
On je rekao, pa 4 sata je sada.
My dear ladies and gentlemen, just look at your watches.
Drage dame i gospode, samo pogledajte svoje satove.
They all looked.
Oni su si pogledali.
It was 4 o'clock.
Bilo je 4 sata.
Now, what had happened?
Šta se desilo?
B.P. Saga had put a whole audience of people into illusion.
B.P. Saga je čitavu publiku stavio iluziju.
And that's not very easy.
To nije vrlo lako.
He had worked his magic into the homes of the British Godaspodins.
On je prikazivao svoju mađioničarsku veštinu u domovima britanske gospode.
Everyone who was going to his performance was put in illusion.
Svako koje dolazio na njegove predstave je bio stavljen u iluziju.
So this is what Maya does with us in the material world.
To Maya radi sa nama u materijalnom svetu.
Everyone except for a very, very few rare souls.
Svako
put into the illusion, which is there are 5 kinds of illusion.
Svako osim vrlo malo broja retkih duša biva stavljen u iluziju. I postoji 5 vrsta iluzije.
The first and basic illusion is that we accept our body to be the self. I was talking yesterday about this a little.
Prva i glavna iluzija je da telo prihvatamo za osobeno biće, za jasno. O tome sam malo već govorio.
The second illusion is that we take bodily pleasures to be the standard of our enjoyment. In other words, when our body feels good and then we have a nice job and family, we think, dobra.
Druga iluzija je da standardom uživanja smatramo telesno uživanje. Drugim rečima, kada se naše telo osjeća dobro, kada imamo dobar posao i porodicu, onda mislimo da je sve to dobro.
And when we feel sick, for instance, we think we are in misery.
A kada se osjećamo bolesni, onda mislimo da smo u bedi.
It's very strong. It comes because we identify with the body.
To je vrlo snažno, a to je rezultat poistovjećivanja sa telom.
Next time when you are sick, just try to understand that you are not the body, and you will see your understanding. It's it can become even stronger.
Sljedeći put kad se razbolite, samo se sjetite da niste ovo telo i onda vaše razumevanje toga može postati još čušće, snažno.
So, third understanding is to lament when something is going wrong on the material platform.
Treće shvatanje je jadikovati kad se nešto loše odvija na materijalnom nivou.
The fourth understanding, misunderstanding is that you think there's something like death.
Četvrto pogrešno shvatanje je misliti da postoji nešto kao smrt.
Today all of Beograd will be in this misunderstanding because there are 200 miners who had an unfortunate accident.
Danas će čitav Beograd biti u tom pogrešnom shvatanju jer je 200 rudara imalo nesretni slučaj.
The bodies have been killed, but the soul has wandered on according to their karma.
Tela su ubijena, ali je duša otišla dalje, odlutala u skladu sa svojom karmom.
And the fifth misunderstanding is think there's anything of importance except for the absolute truth.
Peto pogrešno shvatanje je misliti da postoji bilo šta drugo od važnosti osim apsolutne istine.
How did I say? How strong these illusions are.
Koliko su snažne te iluzije.
How strong people are convinced that becoming an artist is very important, for instance.
Koliko su čvrsto ljudi uvereni da je veoma važno postati umetnik, na primjer.
Or to make money is very important.
Ili zarađivati novac.
Or children.
Ili rađati decu.
But what is really important in this world is Krishna.
Ali ono što je u ovom svetu zaista važno je Krishna.
Nothing else.
Ništa drugo.
So this illusion is thickly woven by these five kinds of illusions, and it is covering our eyes completely.
Ta iluzija je gusto prožeta sa tih pet vrsta iluzije koje prekrivaju naš naš vid.
It's a play of a magician only.
To je samo mađioničarski trik.
So how to overcome now? How to look through this play of the witch, the trick of the witch? This was the song I said.
Kako videti kroz taj trik veštice?
You have to develop a spiritual vision.
Morate razviti duhovnu viziju.
And there are a few processes whereby which this can be done.
Postoji nekoliko procesa kojima se to može učiniti.
The day before yesterday we spoke about how to adopt spiritual qualifications.
Prekoče smo govorili o tome kako razviti duhovne kvalifikacije.
Yesterday we discussed another subject. We discussed the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple.
Juče smo govorili o drugoj temi, o odnosu između duhovnog učitelja i učenika.
And the guidance of the spiritual master.
I o vodstvu duhovnog učitelja.
And today we will discuss about prasadam.
A danas ćemo govoriti o prasadam.
So, one important feature in prasadam is expressed in the shloka Atha Sri Krishna Nam Hari Nobhavet Kriyam Indriyai Evan Mukheti Jivado Svayam Evasurate Da, which means that it is not possible to understand Krishna by our present and dull material senses.
U tom stihu je objašnjena lepota činjenica da nije moguće pomoću naših sadašnjih tupih materijalnih čula razumeti Krišnu.
Our material senses cannot see, although they seem to see.
Naša materijalna čula ne mogu videti, jako izgleda da vide.
They cannot hear, although they seem to hear.
Ne mogu čuti, iako izgleda da čuju.
They only can actually perceive the material energy, but that's only a very insignificant part of reality.
One mogu opaziti samo materijalnu energiju, ali to je samo beznačajan deo realnosti.
We are like blind men who can see only darkness.
Mi smo kao slepci koji mogu vidjeti samo mrak.
Darkness, yes, there is darkness, but that doesn't mean that everything is darkness.
Da, postoji mrak, ali ne znači da je sve mrak.
So in the same way, yes, there is the material energy, but that's really insignificant part.
Na isti način postoji materijalna energija, ali je ona beznačajni deo.
So these senses can only see the and perceive the material energy, whereas spiritual senses can actually see the spiritual dimension.
Čula mogu opaziti samo materijalnu energiju, a duhovna čula mogu videti duhovnu dimenziju.
Senses which are engaged in the work of spirituality, they slowly do become spiritualized.
Čula zaokupljena spiritualnošću ubrzo postaju spiritualizovana.
See, for this I must explain to you, but it's very scientific. I will do it very, very short, because otherwise we won't come to our prasadam. I will subject know the real substance. There is something which can be called subtle sense perception.
Postoji nešto što se može nazvati subtilna čula percepcija.
Our senses have a gross aspect.
Naša čula ima grubi aspekt.
And also a subtle aspect.
I subtilni aspekt.
For instance, you can close your eyes and you can walk, and if your subtle senses are a little bit developed, you know, oh, I better stop now, otherwise I will hit against the wall.
Ako su vaša subtilna čula malo razvijena i hodate žmureći, onda ćete osjetiti kada nađete nešto što možete udariti.
Or you can practice this at home a little bit and see how sensitive you are.
Možete kod kuće to malo praktikovati i vidjeti koliko ste senzitivni.
Now, but I will show you another thing. When you close your eyes, now, all of a sudden you are before my inner senses there again. I can see Dejan, who looks like a Chinese. yeah, I saw you. by the subtle senses.
Kad zatvorim oči, ja suptilnim čulima mogu vidjeti isto vas koje sada vidim. Mogu vidjeti Dejana koji liči na Kineza.
Yeah. In the dream, your subtle senses work.
U snu vaša suptilna čula rade.
You see a palacio.
Vidite palatu.
Palato. Oh. Never learned this language. you see food.
Hranu vidite.
With the subtle senses, people even have sex life in their dreams.
Sa svojim subtilnim čulima, ljudi u svojim snovima čak imaju seks.
And as far as the men are concerned, this can be seen. I mean, they have to bring their clothes into the wash afterwards.
Kod muškaraca možemo vidjeti da nakon spavanja moraju odneti svoju odjeću na pranje.
So there is subtle sense perception.
Dakle, postoji subtilno čulno opažanje.
Now, even more subtle are your spiritual senses.
Još subtilnije su vaša duhovna čula.
And the material sense perceptions derive their strength and their origin from these spiritual senses.
Materna čula svoju snagu i svoje poreklo imaju u duhovnim čulima.
Srila Prabhupada said, because the soul sees, you see.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, zato što duša vidi, vi vidite.
It's just like a glove. You know what a glove is? When you
look out.
Yeah. That is, has the same shape as a hand.
Kao što rukavica ima isti oblik kao ruka.
Because it, the glove covers the hand. You've got a glove, isn't it? I'm sure. Yeah.
Rukavica prekriva ruku.
In the same way, your senses, material senses, gross and subtle, cover the soul.
Na isti način vaša gruba i subtilna materna čula prekrivaju dušu.
So all what Krishna consciousness is really, what it really means is to uncover the soul so that it takes on its natural functions again.
Svjesnost Krišne znači razotkriti dušu tako da se manifestuje njena prirodna funkcija ponovo.
In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that this is done by yagya.
U Bhagavad Gita je rečeno da se to postiže yagyom.
Sacrifice.
Žrtvovanje.
Because by sacrifice you will have contact with Krishna.
Jer zahvaljujući žrtvovanju imat ćete kontakt sa Krishnom.
For instance, a Vedic fire sacrifice. Vishnu would actually appear in the sacrifice.
Na vedskim žrtvenim ceremonijama Vishnu bi se pojavio na žrtvovanju.
And people, by having contact with Vishnu, would be electrified or spiritualized.
Ljudi koji bi imali kontakt sa Vishnom bili bi elektrifikovani ili spiritualizovani.
Another, the most important sacrifice for this age of Kali is the chanting of Hare Krishna.
Najvažnije žrtvovanje za ovo doba Kali je pevanje mantranja Hare Krishna.
If one really immerses his consciousness in chanting, it will become extremely purified due to the contact with Sri Krishna in form of his holy name.
Ako neko uroni svoju svjesnost u pevanje, onda će se pročistiti zbog kontakta sa Krišnim svetim imenom.
And yesterday I asked a few people, so how did you like everything?
Jučer sam pitao nekoliko ljudi kako vam se sve ovo svidjelo.
And some were so overwhelmed they could not speak.
Neki su bili toliko preglavljeni da nisu mogli govoriti.
It's just too much.
To je previše.
Because my chanting that they have become, they have made a spiritual experience, and that was simply too much for them. I mean, they have no words to express it.
Pevanjem oni su stekli duhovno iskustvo i to je bilo za njih previše i nisu imali reći da to opišu.
So, devotees are liberated from material existence by this principle of yagya.
Bhakti se oslobađaju od materijalnog postojanja zahvaljujući principu yagya.
Another very important yagya is of course the Sankirtan yagya, which is to, in the sense of bringing people in contact with Krishna.
Još jedna vrlo važna yagya je Sankirtan yagya u smislu dovođenja ljudi u kontakt sa Krishnom.
If you just do one thing, you, in the evening you just go to a very successful Sankirtan devotee who has really surrendered.
Ako uradite jednu stvar, ako uveče dođete do vrlo uspešnog Bhakti Sankirtana koji se zaista predao,
he has experienced Krishna in his service.
On je doživao Krishnu u svojoj službi.
Krishna has appeared.
Krishna se pojavio.
And he was there when the conditioned souls met the Sankirtan devotees and took a book.
I on je bio prisutan kada su uslovljene duše se srele sa njim i uzele knjigu.
Do you know that the best Bhaktisiddhi Buddha of India, he is both dumb, that means, I don't even know how the English word is, taubstumm. He's dumb, I think dumb means he cannot hear anything, isn't it? And what does it mean if he cannot hear?
Mute.
Uh-huh. He's dumb and mute.
Da li ste znali da je najbolji Bhakta Sankirtana, najbolji Bhakta koji deli knjige u Indiji, gluvo ne?
How does he distribute so many books?
Ali kako deli toliko puno knjiga?
He cannot speak to the people.
On ne može se obratiti, ne može govoriti ljudima.
Nor can he hear what they ask him.
Niti može čuti šta ga pitaju.
He's just very surrendered to Krishna.
On je jednostavno vrlo predan Krishna.
What he does is he goes like this, and then he writes, "This is a wonderful Kriya."
On ljude lahto malo dali, ljude napiše, ovo je divna knjiga.
The people then write, "Really?"
Ljude napišu, zaista?
This is what we call what in the end they are so happy they take a whole set of Prabhupada's books.
Na kraju su ljudi toliko sreći da uzmu čitav set Srila Prabhupadovih knjiga.
Not because there are many words which are exchanged.
Ne zbog puno reči koje su razmenjene.
No, because the devotee carries Krishna within his heart.
Nego zato što Bhakta nosi Krishnu u svome srcu.
And Krishna is very pleased to work through him to give the conditioned soul transcendental knowledge.
I Krishna sa zadovoljstvom deluje kroz Bhaktu i tako daje usledenim dušama transcendentalno znanje.
So another yagya is the offering of food to Krishna.
Još jedna yagya je nuđenje hrane Krishna.
And Krishna accepts this offering of food.
Krishna prihvata to nuđenje hrane.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Jagannath Puri, his mother, Sachi Mata, was offering him every day prasadam.
Kada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu živeo u Jagannath Puri, njegova majka Sachi Mata mu je nudila prasadam.
At that time she was in Navadvip, which is about 300 kilometers away.
U to vreme ona je živjela u Navadvipu koji se nalazio na 300 kilometara od Jagannath Purija.
One time she took away the offering plate and it was all gone.
Jedno me uzela tanjer u kome se nudila hrana i vidjela je da je sva hrana nestala.
And then she looked at the altar and she saw Chaitanya and Nityananda on top of the altar, smiling at her. saying, thank you very much, this was very nice prasadam.
Gledala je na altar i vidjela je Chaitanya i Nityananda kako stoje na altaru i smeju se i oni su rekli, puno ti hvala, ovo je bio veoma lep prasadam.
And then she looked again and she saw that Chaitanya and Nityananda transformed in Krishna and Balaram.
Onda je prva pogledala na altar i vidjela je da su se Chaitanya i Nityananda preobrazili u Krishnu i Balarama.
So she fainted.
Then when she woke up, she thought this was just a dream.
Kad se probudila, videla da je to bio samo san.
I didn't really bring anything on the altar.
Ja nisam ništa ni dala na altar.
So she looked in her pots.
Gledala je u posude.
But in the pot, a portion was missing.
Ali nedostajao je deo hrane iz te posude.
In the offering bowl, there's still, there was some prasadam sticking to it.
I u posudama za ponudu još uvijek je bilo.
In order to accept it.
Obično Krishna ne probuta svu hranu koju smo ponudili da bi je prihvatio.
It is said he accepts the food by hearing the mantras, the prayers of his devotees.
Rečeno je da on prihvata hranu slušajući mantre, molitve svojih bhakta.
But in some cases he sometimes takes everything away.
Ali u nekim slučajevima on ponekad sve odnosi.
In our Heidelberg temple, this happened recently.
U našem hramu Heidelbergu se to nedavno desilo.
And it was in Schloss Rettershof. That was in near Frankfurt.
To je bilo u blizini Frankfurta, zamku Schloss Rettershof.
And our Bojanta, our deity, actually became fatter.
Naša Bojanta su se udebljala.
Nice belly. After Radha knew this because he had to make new clothes for the Bojanta.
Pujari Astarata Prabhu, on je to znao, zato što je morao da radi novu širu odjeću.
So sometimes Krishna, he makes dresses.
Ponekad Krishna uradi takvu stvar.
So, therefore, because the food which has come is coming from the altar and out of the kitchen of the devotees is very powerful. Krishna has actually contacted it. He has accepted it.
Hrana koja dolazi sa altara iz kuhinje bhakta je vrlo moćna. Krishna je u stvari nju dodirnuo i prihvatio.
And therefore it is said that anyone who eats prasadam, even by chance, he at least receives a human body in his next life.
I zato je rečeno čak ako neko proba prasadam, čak i slučajno, u sljedećem životu dobija barem ljudski oblik života.
Therefore, one of our programs which we have is prasadam distribution. We always take this slatki kuklica in the programs because it is very important that people eat prasadam.
Stoga je jedan od naših programa deljenja prasadama, i mi uvek na naše programe ponesemo slatke kuglice zato što je veoma važno da ljudi probaju prasadam.
Yes. There is a very nice story in this connection.
U vezi s tim postoje vrlo lepa priča.
Once there was a great academic teacher called Yadava Prakash under whose tutelage the great Ramanujacharya learned.
Jednom je živeo veliki akademski učenjak Prakash.
Yadava Prakash.
Yadava Prakash i kod njega je učio Ramanuja Charya.
So, when the king's daughter was possessed by an evil spirit, this Yadava Prakash and his disciples were called so that he would chase away the the spirit which had possessed the queen's the king's daughter.
Kada je kraljevu kćer zapaseo zli duh, onda su pozvali Yadava prekašu da je oslobodi.
When Yadava entered the court of the king, he saw the princess hanging from the rim of the roof upside down and screaming.
Kada je Yadava prekašu video, kada je došao na dvor kralja, video je kako kraljeva kćer na glavačke visi sa plafona i vrišti.
She looked very heavy.
Izgledala je jako grozno.
Her long hair was standing all over it, like Jimi Hendrix.
Njena duga kosa je bila razbarušena kao Jimi Hendrix.
And then she just jumped from the roof, you know, it was like 20 meters. She just she hung there like a bat and then just came down.
Ona je pala sa ovoga plafona koji je bio 20 metara, pala je kao klada na tlo.
So Yadava Prakash was very shocked.
Yadava Prakash je bio šokiran.
He sat down to prepare his mantra for exorcism.
On je seo da pripremi svoju mantru za isterivanje đavola.
But the princess began to stare at him with that glaring eyes.
Princesa počela da ga gleda sjajnim očima.
And the spirit who had possessed her screamed, "You fool! You want to chant Om Hring Shrum Shrum Virang Jalatang Vishnu Mahantam?" And she began to say the whole mantra which is used for exorcism.
I onda je duh iz nje progovorio, ti budala želiš pevati tu mantru za starivanje duhova.
And the spirit said, "I know all these mantras much better than you. Don't even try."
Duh je rekao, ja znam sve te mantre mnogo bolje od tebe, nemoj ni pokušavati.
Do you know? And then he changed his, the ghost changed his voice. "Do you know what you were in your last life, by the way?"
Onda je duh promenio svoj glas i rekao, usput rečeno, da li znaš šta si bio u prošlom životu?
"I can tell you."
Da ti mogu reći?
"You want to hear?"
Želiš čuti?
So Yadava Prakash said, "Alright."
Yadava Prakash je rekao, dobro.
"You want to hear it before all these people or alone?"
Želiš čuti pred svima ovim ljudima i sam?
Yeah, better with all these people around me. I'm not going to be alone with you.
Yadava Prakash je rekao, bolje u društvu svih ovih ljudi, ne želim biti sam na samo s tobom.
So then the spirit told him, "In one of your previous lives, you were I do not really even know the English word again. These are all very complicated words. Let me see if I find it. It's like a little chameleon. They live in Gushter. You were a Gushter. You lived inside a well. Once some Vaishnavas came after eating prasadam and washed their hands in the well, and you took the food which was coming, or you know, which was stuck to the figure. You took that."
Jednom je nekoliko Vaishnava došlo do bunara i prala svoje ruke od prasadama, i onda si ti uzeo mrvice prasadama koje su ispale i pojao.
"And as a result, you were born in the human form of life."
I rezultat toga je bio da se rodio u ljudskom obliku života.
"The reason why you became a lizard in the first place was that you made an offense against the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord."
Razlog zašto si postao gušter je da si radio uvrede Vaishnavama, gospodinom Bhaktama.
"But then by Vaishnav mercy you took prasadam and you became a human being again."
Ali milošću Vaishnava si jeo prasadam i ponovo postao ljudsko biće.
"So now you are a great teacher."
sada si veliki učitelj.
But you are constantly making offenses against the Vaishnavas.
Ali stalno radiš uvrede Vaishnavama.
I will not be exorcised by you. I will be only exorcised if your pupil Ramanuja Charya, who is a great devotee, if he touches the head of the princess with his stopala.
Time nećeš isterati iz tela princeze. Možemo isterati samo tvoj učenik Ramanuja ako dodirne svojim stopalima glavu princeze.
Yes. So that was done.
To je bilo učinjeno.
And the ghost went out, the duke left the body of the princess, and as a sign that he had left indeed one tree, yeah, a big tree before the palace broke down with noise.
On je, duh je izašao iz tela princeze i kao znak da je izašao jedno drvo ispred kraljevske palate se slomilo.
Prasadam is so powerful. Sorry. It can bring a lizard to the human form of life.
Prasadam je toliko moćan da može guštera dovesti u ljudski oblik života.
And it can make us into devotees of the Lord.
I nas može učiniti gospodinovim baktama.
So now every one of you is very relieved.
Sad ste svi vi, svima je lakše.
Lakše, yes. But it is not so easy.
Ali to nije tako lako.
You have to know how to take prasadam.
Morate znati kako da uzimate, kako da jedete prasadam.
Now I will... Prabhupada said something very important. Now I will give you some additional information.
Prabhupada kaže nešto veoma važno, daću vam neke dodatne informacije.
Prabhupada said, our chanting is the medicine and our prasadam is the diet for curing material disease.
Prabhupada kaže, naše pevanje i matanje je lek, a prasadam je dijeta za izlečenje materijalne bolesti.
So you have to take the dieta together with the medicine.
Morate uzimati dijetu, hranu, dietalnu hranu, zajedno sa lekom.
And just like there are rules for improving the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
kao što postoje pravila za poboljšavanje pevanja Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
rules about which I might speak tomorrow morning, there are rules for taking prasadam.
O pravilima za poboljšavanje mantra ne mogu niti sutra ujutro, postoje također pravila za uzimanje prasadama.
It is good to meditate while you take prasadam.
Dobro je meditirati dok jedete prasadam.
You should remember that Krishna prasadam is not different from Krishna.
Trebate imati na umu da se Krishna prasadam ne razlikuje od Krishna.
And while taking prasadam, there should be bhajan music or some kind of transcendental sound vibration.
Dok se uzima prasadam, treba biti bhajan muzika ili nekakva vrsta transcendentalne vibracije.
You should not sit down in a hectic mood.
Ne trebamo sesti u nervoznom raspoloženju.
You should also pray before you take prasadam, the charira avitya jal mantra.
Pre uzimanja prasadama trebate moliti sa charira avitya jal mantra.
For our ghosts, our guests, there is this prayer is very, very nice, it is very simple, and it will help you to get into the right mood. It can be obtained by approaching a krura.
Ta mantra je veoma jednostavna, veoma lepa i ona je jako povoljna za izazivanje pravog raspoloženja, pravog stava i možete je dobiti kod akrure.
That's him.
To sam ja.
Then you should use the right hand to eat and drink.
Onda trebate koristiti desnu ruku za jedenje i pijenje.
And it should be clean.
I ona treba biti čista.
You can meditate while eating on how Krishna tasted the offering, and you can meditate also about some Krishna lila, how Krishna himself takes prasadam.
Dok jedete prasadam, možete meditirati na to kako Krišna prihvatio ponudu i također na Krišne zabave, Krišna Krišna lila, kako Krišna častio prasadam.
Then do not talk while honoring prasadam.
Nemojte govoriti dok častite prasadam.
But you can glorify Krishna in his prasadam. That's all right.
Već možete slaviti Krišnu i njegov prasadam. To je u redu.
And usually, sometimes devotees in the temple they sit together and they talk, you know, this has to be done, that has to be done, but
Ponekad bhakti u hramu dok jedu prasadam kažu ovo se mora raditi, ono se mora raditi.
Generally, this shouldn't be done.
To ne bi trebalo raditi.
I personally always take prasadam and hear a lecture of Srila Prabhupada.
Ja lično uvijek dok častim prasadam slušam Srila Prabhupadovu lekciju.
Then it's a perfect meditation. Samadhi.
Ono je savršena meditacija, samadhi.
Then never throw prasadam.
Onda nikad ne bacati prasadam.
Or touch it with the food. That's not allowed because it is Krishna.
Ili dodirivati ga nogom, to nije dozvoljeno jer prasadam je Krishna.
Always wash hands, feet and mouth after eating.
Posle jedenja uvijek oprati ruke, usta i stopala.
And preferably also before.
I poželjno je isto i pre.
Now stopala is in our Western culture. I've not seen it much because our stopalas are always covered with socks, isn't it?
U našoj zapadnoj kulturi nismo vidjeli da ljudi peru stopala, jer su ona prikrivena sa čarapom.
They're not extremely dirty.
I ona nisu jako prljava.
So then now I will give you some health tips.
Daću vam neke savjete za zdravlje.
Drink a glass of water or liquid 1 hour before eating.
Jedan sat prije jela popite čašu vode ili tečnosti.
Then the stomach becomes very clean, so to say, or clear. It goes, you know, what was in goes down into whatever the intestine.
Onda se tako stomak pročisti. I ono što nečistoće odlaze u creva.
But don't do it directly before eating.
Ali nemojte to raditi neposredno pre jedenja.
Because it kills the fire of digestion with the water.
Jer gasi vatru varenja.
So voda. 1 hour before.
Jedan sat pre jela.
Then do not drink directly after eating. It's very important for your health.
Veoma važno za vaše zdravlje je također da ne pijete odmah nakon jela.
Because again, the digestion will be disturbed.
Jer ćete na taj način isto varenje poremetiti.
If you have to drink, then do it while eating prasadam. But very little, not too much.
Ako morate piti, onda pijte za vreme uzimanja prasadama, ali ne previše.
However, if you wait for some time, afterwards, you can drink.
Međutim, neko vreme nakon jela, možete piti.
So now, how much should you eat?
E sada, koliko količinski trebate jesti?
This is sometimes a difficult question when it tastes so good.
To je ponekad teško kada je hrana ukusna.
When Shri Prabhu and his wife have cooked, then usually there is no point of asking this question. For two men.
Kada Čedi Prabhu i njegova supruga kuvaju, onda nema ni govora o tome o količini hrane za naše goste.
Prabhupada has given a very nice formula. If you just live according to this formula, you will be, again, extremely dynamico and healthy.
Čudno, Prabhupada je dalo vrlo lepu formulu. Ako neko živi po toj formuli, bit će jako dinamičan i zdrav.
Yes, you only drink half as you only eat half as much as you can eat.
Pojedite pola od onoga što možete.
Maybe you can eat so much, then you just eat like half a melon.
Možda pojesti ovoliko hrane, onda pojedite polovinu kao pola lubenice.
Please try this.
Molim vas, pokušajte.
Don't always eat after a meal.
For 1 hour, you just have to have your mouth up in the air so that nothing comes out.
Onda jedan sat morate držati usta u vazduhu tako da ne izađe hrana izvan.
You know, people are many people are constantly unhealthy because they always eat too much.
Mnogi ljudi su konstantno nisu zdravi zato što uvijek jedu previše.
Then after some time you can fill water in your stomach.
Nakon nekog vremena možete piti vodu i napuniti stomak vodu.
One quarter.
Četvrtinu stomaka.
And then of the capacity of your stomach.
Kapaciteta stomaka.
And then the last quarter you leave for the air. There should be air.
A jednu četvrtinu ostavite za vazduh.
If you do this, you will be healthy, wealthy and wise.
Ako to radite, bit ćete zdravi, bogati i mudri.
Yes. Now I want to finish this little presentation this morning by speaking a few words on prasad distribution. Prabhupada wanted that whoever comes to our temple would get some prasadam.
Prabhupada je htio da ako god dođe u naš hram dobije nešto prasadama.
Very important. Everyone who comes must eat, even if he is a militia. Because this, for some people, that's the greatest chance to advance.
Za neke ljude to je najveća šansa da napreduju.
And our devotees who are in the temple, they should always be aware of this.
I naši bhakte u hramu trebaju biti svesni toga.
Never someone should go away without having respected prasadam.
Niko ne smije otići, a da nije častio prasadam.
So, Akrura will read you a letter which Prabhupada posted to the different temples. So make sure that prasadam would be always at hand for distribution. It was written to all the temple presidents.
Svim predsjednicima hramova i odnosi se na na to da uvijek hrana mora biti dostupna zadeljenim ljudima. Molim vas, prihvatite moje blagoslove. Sada morate urediti da u svakom hramu mora biti dovoljno prasadama za deljenje. Možete imati prvoklasne kuvare, 2 ili 3, i oni trebaju stalno kuvati. Kad god bilo koji gost dođe, on mora dobiti prasadom. To se mora urediti. Da kuvari pripreme 10 do 20 preparacija, puri i sabđi, i onda možete dodati halavu i pakore i posetioci mogu odmah častiti. Kad god dođe neki džentlmen, on mora biti poslužen. Kada se tih 20 preparacija podeli, odmah kuvari pripremaju još 20 preparacija i porcija, pardon. Još 20 porcija i stave na na stranu. Ako niko ne dođe u toku dana, onda će naši bakte to pojesti. Tako nema gubitka. Ne možete reći gotovo, nema više, još uvijek nije skuvano, nema hrane za kuvanje i tako dalje. To se mora uvesti kao strogi princip. Templom rukovodi Šrimati Radharani, Lakšmiđi. I zašto bi onda bilo nedostatka? Naša filozofija je da ako bilo ko dođe, neka uzme prasadam, peva Hare Krishna i bude srećan. Sve snabdeva Krishna. Krishna nije siromašan. I zašto bismo ga onda mi kao opovrgavali? To se treba po svaku cenu učiniti. Nema poteškoće. Jednostavno je potrebno fina organizacija. Na kraju dana možete prodavati hranu ili podeliti. ako verujemo da Krishna Krishna snabdeva sva živa bića svime što im je potrebno, onda zašto bismo bili škrtice? To znači gubiti veru u Krishnu i misliti da smo mi vršioci delatnosti i snabdevaoci. Mi imamo veru da će Krishna dati sve. Neka čita sve dođe, mi ih možemo nahraniti. Stoga, molim vas, to učinite, to lepo učinite. Počnite sa time odmah. Šla pravo pod Lavrita iz jednog pisma, Januar 77.
Yes. So, one more point, how to serve prasadam.
Još jedna stvar, kako služiti prasadam.
Ideal is if the devotee sit in rows.
Idealno je ako bakte sede u redovima.
Like that, huh? And then there are servers of prasadam.
I onda su tu oni koji služe prasadam.
They should give a portion to each one.
Oni daju nešto hrane svakome.
And try to satisfy everyone.
I pokušavaju da zadovolje svakoga.
Sometimes there is a devotee who wants to eat more halava.
Ponekad je tu neki bakta koji želi više halave.
So let him have halave so that he becomes satisfied.
A neka dobije toliko halave tako da bude zadovoljan.
As much as he needs.
Što je više mu je potrebno? Mm-hmm. Koliko god mu je potrebno?
The servant should be always very kind to the devotee.
Oni koji služe prasadam moraju biti uvijek vrlo ljubazni prema bhaktama.
There should be a Vaikuntha atmosphere, no anxiety.
Mora biti Vaikuntha atmosfera, bez tjeskobe.
Therefore this music, or sometimes in Berlin, we read during prasadam about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he took prasadam.
Stoga je fino ako se čuje muzika, ili ponekad u Berlinu mi čitamo za vreme prasadama o tome kako je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu častio prasadam.
And the servant should not be in anxiety, because that will influence the atmosphere.
I oni koji služe ne bi trebalo da budu u teskobi, jer će to uticati na atmosferu.
For instance, if they serve the chief sabji, that they do not give the sheep away, because they want to eat it all.
Ako služe sabži sa sirom, onda oni ne serviraju sir, jer žele da ga oni pojedu.
So, maybe that's a funny point to end the lecture with.
To je smešna poenta kojom se završava lekcija.
But we have become very practical, so therefore we mentioned this. All in all, please understand, taking prasadam is a wonderful means.
Molim vas, shvatite da je uzimanje prasadama wonderful
means,
divan način da se napreduje.
The curtain of illusion can go away by taking prasadam.
Zavesa iluzije se može podići uzimanje prasadama.
So, therefore, even if you do not live in the temple, you should offer your food to Krishna.
Iz toga, čak ako ne živite u hramu, trebate nuditi svoju hranu Krishna.
You only have to wait 5 more minutes, then you can do, and then eat.
Nama što pripremite hranu, morate čekati samo još 5 minuta i onda možete jesti.
But in this 5 more minutes, your food, which you prepare anyway, becomes more valuable than a heap of gold.
Ali u tih 5 minuta vaša hrana koju ovako i ovako pripremate postaje dragocenija od gomile zlata.
It becomes Krishna Tadija, the paraphernalia of Krishna.
Ona postaje Krishna Tadija, paraphernalia Krishna.
Because Krishna accepts the food.
Jer Krishna prihvata hranu.
So, today is a fasting day.
Danas je dan posta.
So tomorrow, well, we actually take a little vegetable, isn't it? Vegetable something we can take, yeah.
A little malo povrća.
Fruits and
voća.
Seeds and so on.
Sira.
But no grains, no?
Ali ne žitarice, so. Mahuna.
Mahaprasadam ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Gaura Premananda.
We create our own recipes, and she made 2 points about raw food, that it's more healthy, uncooked, because cooking is crematorium for vitamins.
Yeah.
And And also sugar, which is very bad for the liver and that. So it can be created according to our like food which we love. Also she mentions honey is good.
The one thing is you can practically offer Krishna everything.
Praktično možete Krishna ponuditi sve.
And it becomes prasadam.
I to postaje prasadam.
But we do have a material body.
Ali mi imamo materijalno telo.
We take a lot of, we take food which is cooked in ghee and sugar, we will become tired. There is no question.
Ako uzmemo hranu koja je skovana u giju i koja ima puno šećera, mi ćemo postati umorni.
Because we do have this material body, we have to be careful what we take, even although it is prasadam.
Pošto imamo ovo materijalno telo.
Prahlad Maharaj once offered the Lord food which was poisoned. He didn't know that. His father cooked this for him to kill him. So he said, let me offer it to Krishna first.
Pošto imamo ovo materijalno telo, moramo paziti šta jedemo. Prahlad Maharaj je jednom dobio hranu koju je njegov otac zatrovao i onda je on tu hranu prvo ponudio Krishna.
And he was very healthy afterwards.
I nakon toga je bio jako zdrav.
After eating it.
Nakon što je pojeo.
And he was a great devotee.
On je bio veliki bhakta.
So we may not be such great devotees and therefore have to offer Krishna according to our body.
Mi možda nismo tako veliki bhakta i onda moramo nuditi Krishna hranu u skladu sa našim telom.
And for some bodies who are not so young, they might have to be a little cautious.
Za osobe čija tela nisu tako mlada, moraju biti oprezni.
But generally, all this health food talk is not of an absolute nature.
Ali uglavnom razgovori o zdravoj hrani nisu apsolutne prirode.
In the according to the Ayurvedic tradition, there are three kinds. There are three major categories of bodies.
Prema ayurvedskoj tradiciji postoje tri glavne kategorije tela.
They are different.
One se razlikuju.
And for them, the different foods are good.
I za ta različita tela je dobra različita vrsta hrane.
What is honey for one body is poison for the other.
Ono što je med za jedno telo, otrov je za drugo.
So the our modern Western knowledge is always very general and very groovy.
Naše savremeno zapadno znanje je vrlo uopšteno i vrlo grubo.
So they like to make absolute food rules, but they're not perfect.
Oni žele napraviti apsolutne pravila za hranu, ali
the inventor of the microbiotic diet